And with that, we say it's Talk with a Purpose. Saturdays, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. We bring in the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Liberty and Prosperity, Seth Grossman. Seth, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. And I'm calling you from Orlando, Florida, where I spent the last 2 days in what America would be like if we controlled our borders and enforced immigration laws, because I was in Disney's Epcot center or amusement park on Thursday. I was at the Hollywood park on Friday. And of course, you spend a lot of money to go there, but they have security, make sure that everybody is legally there, and you pay the money and you're checked by security. And when you walk around these parks, it's like being back in America before 1965, like being on the boardwalk of Atlantic City. Everybody's well dressed. You see kids running around. You see 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. Everybody is polite. Everybody well dressed. It was the America we grew up with. But now you can only have that America inside of a gated community like Epcot, like Hollywood, or like the Sheraton Resort, the Villages Resort that I'm staying right now, where you have to have walls and fences to protect us and keep the bad people out. When it used to be, we had prisons and insane asylums and border security to keep the bad people out of the whole country. So the whole country was like, Disney's Epcot. So, it's a shame that we have to do that, and we could simply get back to the way it was just by enforcing some very simple laws, by arresting criminals, by keeping out illegals, by having people who are too insane or mentally ill to take care of themselves, to get them off the streets. And we could have Atlantic City, Philadelphia, downtown Baltimore, downtown New York could all be just like Epcot or Disney Hollywood, like it once was.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Meanwhile, to answer your question about daylight savings time, it was invented by the same progressives who are running our country right now. You had a so-called... Now, the whole idea of a progressive is someone who believes that ordinary people are too stupid or too ignorant to make their most important decisions about their own lives. So you need government to control what people do. So back in 1910, you had this English progressive who was in Parliament, would go riding, his horse on early summer mornings, and he thought it was a shame that he's enjoying the early morning sunshine, but most of the people are sleeping. So rather than encourage people to get up an hour early, he really introduced the laws to invent daylight savings time to force the whole country to get up an hour early. And that's the heart of where we got our daylight savings time. But, of course, you create daylight in the afternoon by taking it away from farmers who needed it in the morning. So you're not really changing anything other than forcing people to do things that you want to do and using the government power to do it, which is ironic, because that same progressive mindset is when they say the government creates jobs. I mean, the government, they say the government creates jobs by spending money or stimulus spending, but every dollar that the government spends to create one job, it has to take away from people in the form of taxes or borrowing with the other hand. So it doesn't create anything, only liberty and the freedom of people to decide what they want for themselves. That creates jobs. So daylight savings time is really a teachable moment about how the whole progressive way of thinking doesn't work on so many levels.
Well, thanks for explaining.
Meanwhile, since I'm not going to be at the meeting, Liberty and Prosperity meeting, every Saturday morning at Sal's Cafe on Groveland Avenue and New Road in Summers Point, some of our other members, Steve Jones in particular, is putting a project on voter integrity, which I happen to disagree completely with the take he's viewing. But since I'm not here, since I'm in Florida, not at the meeting, that the other point of view is going to be presented. And, you know, that's what Liberty and Prosperity is all about. These breakfast discussions have a whole lot of different opinions. Now, as you know, I thought that Craig Calloway made the most simple and logical explanation of what voter integrity or what they call stolen elections is all about. There's no stuffing of the ballot box with illegal votes. The people who voter harvesters or vote harvesters like Calloway bring to the polls, they're citizens, they're legally qualified to vote, but they're either disabled, they're drunk, they're on drugs, or they're sick or incapacitated in some way, or just don't care about elections. And for most of American history, these people never voted. But Calloway and the Democrats, by investing a lot of work and a lot of money, they make personal contacts with these people and bring them to the polls when they need them. And messenger ballots and mail ballots and early voting make it a lot easier for them to do that than in the past. Now, of course, Calloway's advice when he spoke to us last month was that Republicans and ordinary people can do the same thing the Democrats do, but it takes a lot of money and it takes a lot of work. And the other thing that Calloway pointed out is that a lot of black Americans, like himself, are disgusted with the way Democrats have used black Americans to get their votes and then do absolutely nothing for them after the election. And many are ready to make a change. But for a whole lot of reasons, the Republicans don't want to do that. Instead, too many Republicans are looking for easy gimmicks, like one of them is saying, well, let's get rid of voting machines and go back to paper ballots. Well, that's going to make elections honest. Well, if paper ballots made elections honest, where do you think the term ballot stuffing got started in the first place? And, you know, various other measures called cleansing the voter roll. Well, yeah, you have a lot of like inactive voters whose names are still on the voter rolls, but hardly any of them actually show up to vote. And there are various ways you can make sure they don't vote. And one of them is by sending letters out a couple weeks in front of a election day. And if the you know, the mail comes back undelivered or can't be forwarded, then you know to challenge those voters when it comes at election time, instead of spending all this time chasing after thousands of voters who will never, ever, you know, come to the polls. So there's a whole lot of controversy over ballot integrity. But the whole point is, if you have limited resources and limited money, your time is probably better spent focusing on getting your people to the polls and doing basic things like checking people who don't get their mail at the same address anymore at the polls. So, but they'll be able to, but the alternate view will be presented at the meeting today.
Well, you can't get in trouble today because you're not there.
Exactly.
So,
okay.
Good.
Meanwhile, some other stuff going on. So I'm just reading national news here.
Okay.
There's been a lot of news about the starvation in Gaza and the Biden trying to feed the people in Gaza now that that war is going on between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza. The one thing that's not being reported is that there's plenty of food going into Gaza. In fact, you see hundreds of trucks going into Gaza every day with food, and one of those trucks holds more food than all the food that we airlifted with those parachutes. The problem is that the Hamas people are grabbing all the food, and they're deliberately starving their people to use the starving children as a propaganda weapon against Israel. And it's something that Americans can't, you know, believe that people would actually do that. But if you understand who Hamas is, it's what they call a Wahhabi organization. Whether you use the term Wahhabi, Salafi, Jihadi, Muslim Brotherhood, this is a sect or cult of Islam that believes in jihad, that believes that total war against everyone who's not Muslim, whether they're Christians, Jews, Hindus, or Buddhists, or Sikhs. That's what they believe in. And that's not mainstream Islam. For hundreds of years, traditional Islam, and when they talk about the golden age of Islam, they point to Muhammad at one point in his life saying, you know, we've got to stop the lesser jihad, which is total war against everyone who's not Muslim, and go for what's called the greater jihad, which is trying to fight the evil within ourselves. That was traditional Islam. But according to the Wahhabis, the Salafis, the Jihadis, and the Muslim Brotherhood, of which Hamas is a part, they say, no, no, no. We got to go back to the old-fashioned dark ages of Arabia kind of Islam, where we all go to heaven and have eternity in paradise. We're forgiven for our sins every time we kill someone who's non-Muslim. And so if we have our children starve to death, if that helps us in the war against the non-believers, that's a good thing, because all those starving children are going to go to heaven and have an eternal life in paradise for defeating the non-believers. So it's something that we Americans have a hard time coming to grips with, but the war in Gaza doesn't make any sense if you don't understand that. And the war in Gaza is the same as the Houthis in the Red Sea. It's the terrorist groups, and they're not terrorist groups, they're jihad groups that are kidnapping Christian children in Nigeria, the same ones who are randomly stabbing people in Western Europe. They're a total war against everyone who is not only not Muslim, but not from their particular cult of Islam. So that's what we're dealing with, and that's why it's so hard to deal with.
Boy, it is a mess. It is, really. Do you see a solution?
The only solution is a world war that either we win or we lose. And right now we're being clobbered. And something else that we don't realize is that this Wahhabi, Salafi, Jihadi, Muslim Brotherhood cult of Islam has made an alliance with the communists. Communist Russia, Communist China, Communist Venezuela. And people say, well, what do they possibly have in common? One's an atheist group, one's a religious group, but they both have a common enemy, and that's America. Because for 100 years, America has really stopped them from dominating the world. And I know I've mentioned this before, but if you remember that old movie with Warren Beatty and Diane Keaton called Reds,
yes,
that took place during the Russian Revolution of 1920, one of the key points in that movie is where Vladimir Lenin and the communist leaders send this train out to the middle of nowhere to meet with these Wahhabi, Salafi, Jihadi fanatics to make their common cause against America, England, and France. And that's where the hero of that movie, John Reed, played by Warren Beatty, gets disgusted with the communists at that point. It's been known. And by the way, because Warren Beatty made that point, that movie, Reds, in the 1980s, was a brilliant movie and probably deserved a whole lot of Academy Awards. But because it gave the wrong political message, you may remember that movie was sort of banished to obscurity, and you rarely hear about it these days.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And somewhat related to that, and we have these discussions at Liberty and Prosperity all the time about, we should stop worrying about Ukraine, stop worrying about Israel, stop worrying about Taiwan and Hong Kong. We have to defend our own border. But if you think about it, it's all part of one world war. The same people who are basically invading our country with 8 million migrants who hate this country and want to take this country apart, they're the same people invading the Ukraine, same people invading Israel, same people who wiped out the freedom in Hong Kong, same people who want to invade Taiwan. It's part of that, what they call the red-green communist Islamic alliance, and we have to worry about that. Meanwhile, closer to home, some state issues that I'm sure we'll be talking about, and they're posted on our website, is the fact that Governor Murphy has really raised property taxes by really taking, they say that the state is taking away state aid to schools in some suburban Republican districts. And Democrat governors have done this for a long time. Few people understand the New Jersey income tax. We pay about 5 to 6% of our income from the New Jersey income tax. That tax started with Steve Persky and Brendan Byrne back in 1976. Every dollar of that income tax is supposed to be used to lower property taxes. The whole reason we have an income tax is people complain that New Jersey property taxes were too high, and that was supposed to give us affordable property taxes because we'd be paying income tax instead. What happened was a couple of bad things happened. First of all, Democrat governors would use that money that was supposed to come from the income tax to lower everybody's property taxes, to just lower property taxes in a handful of Democrat cities. And it also gave huge raises to public school union teachers in those selected cities. And instead of property taxes going down from the income tax, property taxes went up all over the state, and it's a lot worse than it was before we had the income tax. So we have that going on. We have the coal hikes going on. And why do we have such crummy roads in New Jersey with high gas taxes and high toll hikes? Because virtually all the extra money is going to pay back junk bonds from this insolvent and bankrupt and corrupt New Jersey. It used to be called the New Jersey Highway Authority. Now they call it the New Jersey Transportation Authority because it spends a whole lot of money on buses and trains and other things that have nothing to do with roads and bridges. So plenty to talk about, but I'm going to forget about it for a while and spend one more day down here in Orlando with my daughter and two of my grandkids.
Well, good luck with that, and I'm sure you'll have fun.
Right, and whatever I was going to talk about for the other 2 minutes, is just look for it at libertyandprosperity.com. A lot of good stuff is posted there.
All right, Seth, thank you. As always, good stuff. Seth Grossman, libertyandprosperity.com is the website. And the meeting is going to start in about a minute, 9:30. Sal's Coal Fire Pizza on Groveland Avenue in Summers Point. It's Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi.